Hey, my name is Maria Huerta and I'm from Guadalajara, Mexico. I have been living here for 12 years. I came here because I get married. My husband, he's living here for more than 30 years and I met him in Guadalajara and he said, "You wanna be my fiancé? You wanna get married with me?" You know, and I'm here. I think learn another language is really hard. Other cultures, it's totally different, especially Mexico and United States is different. But I've been fighting all the time. That's I eat English, I have lunch for English, I dream English. So I'm fighting all the time with these languages and I'm trying. I was working at Journey House since 2012 and I was working as receptionist. And Glorianne told me, "Hey, somebody gonna need a position at the library. Would you like to be helper or something?" And I said, because they need, they have a lot of Spanish population. And I said, "Yes, why not?" And I started just working, like helping people. But the library right now, it's really nice. They have a lot of Spanish speakers. And I can see the people when they are trying to get a library card or get information, their faces look like scary, like, you know, "Oh, who's going to speak Spanish? Who's going to help me?" But because it happened to me before, that's why. And I was looking like a familiar, something like my country. And I love the library. I love it. I have a notebook with a lot of questions, and you know what? I'm repeating the letters all the time, like 5-3 times. That's what I do to learn a new word. I'm trying to learn 2 or 3 words every day. I always have questions, you know. My teachers, I think when they see me coming and say, "Oh, Maria is coming, she wanna ask most questions," because I do. I have a daughter and a son, and both speak English and in Spanish very well. And I'm talking with my daughter. My daughter, she's 11 right now. And I said, "Monse, did I say this wrong?" Or, "Mom, it's okay. You can do." You know, pronunciation is really different. And my husband, he speaks Spanish. He said, "I don't like English. I have to do it," but he doesn't like. He loves to fix in cars, but he doesn't know the names or the specific parts. And he's asked me, you know what? I'm translating him right now. So it's kind of hard because everybody speaks Spanish at home. So I had to find and look. I had to find friends who just speak only English, because I'm trying to say, you have to speak English, only English, only English. But yeah, that's the life. It's hard, but it's not impossible. It's not impossible. I think if you want to do something, just fight and fight. And some people, they take like less than me, but I'm not gonna stop. I'm gonna continue, and I'm gonna do for me. I don't want to say this, but I'm really proud of me, because you know what, I've been working a lot.